Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Save.
Hello, friends. Welcome to We'll See About That with the legend, the champion, the MVP, Ron Say, who's out on summer assignment. We will be back next week with a brand new episode. I'm Mike Gary, sitting in, having a good time with our friend, the absolute genius when it comes to all things sports, all things statistics. It's Mr. Corey Marino. How are you, Corey?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I had knee surgery this week, feeling a little bit better, recovering, a little bit of swelling, but all good. Getting mobile, happy about that. Getting scammed. I've had some family members who've gotten those phone calls. Hey, you know, your so-and-so has been in jail. I need you to bail them out. Please send $5,000 worth of Apple gift cards. And, you know, oftentimes that these scammers, these dastardly scammers, prey on the elderly. But in fact, I believe an NFL rookie, a player, that's actually happened to him, right, Corey?
Yeah, Vikings outside linebacker Dallas Turner was scammed in a bank fraud scheme that resulted in a theft of $240,000.
Ooh, that's a big chunk of change.
Yeah, someone called him saying they were from his bank. I think it says it's from Chase, and they said he needed to secure money in two locations to verify that it was himself. So he sent $120 to an LLC, I think on like East Coast, and then the other one was a little northeast. Northwest, and he ended up getting schemed for $240,000.
That hurts. So hopefully, I mean, maybe he slept through that rookie orientation where they talk about, you know, how to manage your finances and to avoid that, but you got to keep your head in a swivel, not only on the field and off the field, but you know who didn't get scammed or maybe did get scammed? The Phoenix Suns, who just signed Devin Booker to a massive $130 million extension. It's one of the highest paid extensions in all-time NBA history. Very interesting. He is the leading scorer of the Phoenix Suns. And what's going to happen with the Phoenix Suns? I mean, they got rid of Kevin Durant. They got rid of Chris Paul. They're owned by one of the richest men in America. So we shall see about that, what happens with Devin Booker and the Phoenix Suns. So very interesting. I guess congratulations to Mr. Booker. If he wants to send me $250,000 to verify his account, we can talk about that off the air. But thank you so much for listening to us. We really appreciate it. Make sure to check out Ron Say's fantastic book, Penguin Power, available wherever books are sold, and also on his website, theronsayshow.com, where you can find a complete archive of all of our podcasts, all of our past shows, with all of our great guests. So once again, sit back, strap in, pour yourself a nice something cool to drink, and check us out. We're going to get into our archives with the great Mr. October, Mr. Reggie Jackson. So stick around, folks. We'll see about that with the legend, the MVP, the World Series champion, the Penguin, Mr. Ron Say. Stay with us.
This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident, like a car accident or slip and fall, call now to find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin. Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste, from the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester. Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our Portobello and Chive Abergele. Harmony cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Hey there, sports fans, Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's fresh produce delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit Melissa's.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's Melissa's.com, promo code RONSAY. Safe.
They still call me the Penguin.
And we have now returned after the break, and I want to let you all know that Reggie Jackson will be receiving a beautiful fruit gifted basket courtesy of our friends at Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is a proud partner of We'll See About That. Be sure to use my VIP code RONSAY when checking out at Melissa's.com. It is a privilege for me. I ran into this guest probably 50 years ago in Arizona, and he had actually quite a career, as it turns out. A Hall of Famer, a 14-time All-Star, a 5-time world champion. I think one of those rings might be mine.
Yeah, yeah.
2-time National League, or American League MVP, 2-time World Series MVP. The A's retired his number 9, and the Yankees retired his number 44. And I want you also to know that he struck out more times than he did get hits, and that is a all-time Major League record, and I want to welcome Reggie to our show. Reggie, welcome. It's great to have you on our show.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ron. Let me see it. How many, you know what I'm just saying here? I struck out 2,597 times.
That's correct.
And I got 2,500. I'm looking at a person that asked me to sign a baseball card. And I got 2,584 hits. Dang it.
It's okay, man. I mean, look at it this way. For 5.5 years, you struck out every at bat of every game for 162 games.
That's right. If you get 500 at bats,
right.
I went, this is for you guys out there. They're all the young people that are worried about the mistakes that you made. For 5 years, I played in the major leagues and never touched the ball. So that goes to show you that you can make mistakes, because I missed more than anybody that ever lived. At the same time, Ronnie and Mike, in today's world, I struck out in 68, 171 times. Then I had a 163, a 156, and then I think 143 once. But then really was 125, 130 in strikeouts. If I was playing today, and even in not playing today, there's probably 30 to 40 guys that have struck out more than that, and several that have done it 200 times. I'd like to know how many times, what's the guy's name, Schwarber, has struck out this year.
200.
He let off and hit 190.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there were three guys that struck out over 200 times this year, and Schwarber led Major League Baseball in strikeouts.
You wouldn't have played in our era. You know that, Ronnie.
Not well.
You wouldn't have played.
That's
if
right.
You struck out that many times. They'd bench you.
You know, the thing that goes with Schwarber, too, and also Max Muncy, who actually had a batting average of over 200 this year, Schwarber struck out or hit under 200, leading off. Now, I know he got a lot of walks, but still, I don't know how you give yourself up so many times and think that just about every time you put the ball in play that there's going to be damage done. And fortunately for him, it works that way, because otherwise I don't see where he's going to play.
Kyle Schwarber struck out 215 times this season. 215 times, number one.
I really think that if I think his name is Kyle, I think if Kyle focused on cutting his strikeouts down, that he most certainly would, but it's a new world and a new game, and strikeouts are tolerated, which is very sad for me. We look at, you know, with our Astros team, we are one of the least amount of strikeout teams, if I can say it that way, in Major League Baseball, and all of your teams that wind up in postseason, all of them are going to be teams that put the ball in play a lot more. One of the dreadful things that we have here this particular postseason is we had 11 times with the bases loaded in postseason and didn't score, and it was because the first guy struck out. He's either 8 or 9 times the first guy struck out or popped up. But you know as well as I do, Ryan, that you've got to put the ball in play. And then you have opportunity for the guy to throw the ball away, to muff the ball. It puts pressure on the defense. And so I'm a firm believer that striking out is not a good thing. You're going to strike out some. But once you start climbing up over 120, 125, and I've been there, you can be a better player if you strike out less. And I want to pass that on, and I'm sure you'll co-sign.
No, I absolutely do. I think that we were taught execution. You know, you have to put pressure on the defense. There's not enough pressure being put on the defense these days. And you know, I wanted to ask you also about the base size, because I think they invited small ball or old school baseball back into the game this year by doing that. And actually, there was a game. It was last night, I believe, in the third inning. This warmed my heart. The Phillies actually bunted a runner over in the third inning of this game and welcomed old school baseball back, because I'm pretty sure they didn't play much of that during the regular season. And now you get down to the most important game that you've played all season up to this point, and you're using old school baseball. It's never going to die. Go out there and execute. Make them put some pressure on them. There's more stolen bases this year, which I was very pleased to see. But still, we have the lowest batting average of the last 50 years in baseball. We still strike out more times than we get base hits. I'm not sure exactly what they are preaching, but I do agree and applaud the Astros in this sense, in that they are very conscientious about, you know, cutting down on the strikeouts, putting the ball in play. They know how to play small ball a little bit, which is, you know, executing and not striking out, because if you strike out 9-10 times a game, you're giving away three innings. You're giving away three innings. And you know that they don't play execution baseball today, so they're relying on the home run ball all the time.
Yes, it's come really through the analytics of promoting upswing and hit the ball over the fence. The offense has suffered because of that idea. You didn't go to the home plate to hit the ball in the air. You want to hit the ball on a line, hit a line drive, square the baseball. get a man on third base with nobody out, then Ronsay would go to home plate to put the ball in the air, but to score a run. But you don't go to home plate to swing up. It doesn't work that way. And the quicker they find that out, you have a natural launch angle. And when you start learning or hunting to look to swing the barrel up, it doesn't work. Guys that hit fly balls finish with the barrel over their shoulder. Guys that hit line drives, which was a Dave Winfield type, finish with the barrel below the shoulder and allow that player to develop as a hitter. You can't make a hitter. Hitters are born. I can keep Ron Say between the lines and in a good streak or a good ideology of how to go about hitting for a longer period of time, but I can't make him. He came with that swing, and he came with the ability to make contact. I can help him get better, but I didn't make Ron Say. I didn't make Steve Garvey. I didn't make Mookie Betts. I didn't make Altuve. These guys come to swing the bat, and you can help them get better, but not by swinging up. That is not how you do it.
And I agree with you. I think the mold today is, find that launch angle and swing that launch angle and hope that you catch up with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. And unfortunately for a lot of them, most of them, they can't catch up with it, and they end up striking out. So it is a different game, no question. And we've got to now take a short break. We'll be back with Mr. October right after this.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Say. And we are back with Mr. October, Reggie Jackson. Reggie, you know, you had an opportunity to play in New York, a lot of success. I believe that's where Mr. October became Mr. October. And how do you think the mindset is for the New York fans with the Mets and the Yankees having such great difficulty in that big city that demands excellence?
Certainly your Yankee fans are spoiled. Because they've had so much success from, I guess the years I played in the 70s. Then he went flat for a while. But when Jeter showed up in 96 and Posada and Mariano, Bernie Williams, Paul O'Neill, Tino Martinez, you know, that special group. Did I say Bernie Williams, Andy Pettit, David Cohn, David Wells? These guys that became, you know, very special and produced wins, 100 a year for 7, 8, 9 years in a row. They went from the world champions of 1996 and all the way up to 2009. They were in 7 World Series. I mean, so you get spoiled with that kind of success. The Astros here since 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Lots of success there too as well. So the fans are kind of down now. They've let them down. The Astros have let, you know, the fans down. So I certainly realize and understand that the makeup of the New York fan is spoiled. Hell, they've got, I want to say they're chasing their 28th, or they've got 28 World Championships, which is almost 3 times more than anyone else. I think the Cardinals have 11, the Dodgers have, what, maybe 9 or so world championships?
I think the Cardinals are definitely at 11. Yeah, but, you know, the...
And you guys, you know, and the Dodgers are right there, too.
Yeah, we're in that mix. The Cardinals definitely have one more than any other team in the National League.
Yeah, certainly they're spoiled.
Oh, of course.
Fans. And on top of that, you know, the Yankees have been in disarray a little bit. They're asking for Brian Cashman's, you know, head on a platter, if you will. And I know that Hal Steinbrenner has been looking at the analytics, you know, whether it's working or not. And then, of course, the Mets have had trouble for the longest time. They haven't really been in postseason for a long time. I want to go all the way back to 86, I think. When they beat the Red Sox, but gosh, gee whiz, and they've got trouble now. I understand that there's some investigations going on, et cetera. So that's got troubles as well.
Well, no question, because they had the highest payroll in baseball and had to pay a luxury tax of probably close to $100 million, something in the neighborhood. Could be a little high, but you know,
they were. Excuse me,
yeah.
Ronnie, they were $120 million over. The two threshold was $240. And so they had $87 million in the two pitchers. And when they let those two, you got two guys that are 40, 41 years old.
Yeah.
And so I don't know who was advising.
Yeah,
but someone should raise their hand and take blame. It looks like Billy Epler left, but I think he left for some other reasons. I know Steve Cohen personally. He's a hell of a good guy. Super, you know, you can get run out of supers talking about how wealthy the guy is. But certainly there's been some mistakes there by picking the wrong people. Maybe you pick one of those pitchers, but it's a little tough to take – to put that kind of iron out there at 43-7, 43-5, a guy.
Yeah, one guy who pitches every 5 days. I had difficulty swallowing that as well. We are now inviting gambling into baseball. You know, I understand the Mets owner is considering building a casino that's in the neighborhood of the Mets ballpark. How do you like this attitude of baseball getting involved with gambling at this point?
I'm not in favor of it. I think you're going to have some issues for sure. You have had issues in football, but you know, when you know, there's people have different ideas about how to go about it. I know when George Steinbrenner was alive, I don't think he'd have ever touched gambling. I know that sure George was with our club. You didn't have signage on the wall inside the stadium. He wouldn't allow it. I remember that we had changed. They wanted to change our hats in spring training. This was during the Jeter era. And start putting palm trees on the side of a Yankee hat. And then spring training 1998 or whatever it was. And he paid a $150,000 fine in order to not change the Yankee hat. Hmm. You know, he was just kind of an old school. It's very similar to, you know, how the O'Malley family ran the Dodgers. And so you just have so much respect for owners that want to make the game be for the fan and not worry about wringing out the rag economically. I have an understanding of what gambling does. I'm sure that it brings enormous revenue to the ball game, to baseball and to the sport, but it just doesn't send the right optics. You know, it's broadcast, it's talked about. I remember when Mickey Mantle, and I'm sure you remember this, and Paul Horning and Willie Mays were working for the casinos in Atlantic City. They got fined, and they were supposedly got suspended, et cetera, and they weren't even playing. So it was, you know, it's a disappointment now. Pete Rose is banned from the game because he was involved with gambling. But now gambling is happening during the game, at the game. So I sadly, you know, Ronnie, I think sooner or later somebody's going to get caught up as a player and they'll be betting. You know, how do you stay away from it when it's part of the game?
I was familiar with it when I actually, you and I had something in common. We both played for Santurce in Puerto Rico, and mm-hmm. and you know that experience, and you saw the how avid the fans were about their teams, and we shared Hiram Bithorn Stadium with San Juan. And they had the third base dugout. We had the first base dugout. And they had that partition that went up from home plate. It was a chain link fence. And when we were playing against each other, there was a lot of gambling going on. There were exchanges on every pitch. And it got to be kind of funny because people, they were calling foul balls, balls, strikes, base hits, whatever it was, anything to bet money. But I suppose it works on a lesser sense there, but I'm not so sure that the bigger form of this gambling is going to be something that isn't going to have issues down the road.
Well, I hope you're right there. I hope there aren't any issues. It would have been nice if it would have stayed a little bit more on the down low rather than seeing so much promotion of it.
Right.
I guess I do have an understanding of the fact that the economics of it is really what's driving it. I guess I'm disappointed. I'm a bit split on whether I would vote for it or not. But I just think sooner or later we're going to have an issue.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong real fast, gentlemen, sorry to interrupt, is that the one of the main reasons why gambling was so frowned upon by the different leagues is they're afraid of players throwing games. You know, going back to the Black Sox and going back to the City College of New York scandals in the 50s in college basketball. But nowadays, these players make so much money. Do you think they'd really risk their entire careers just to make far less money on a wager than they would in salary?
I'm not going to answer that question. You got to answer that yourself, Mike. That's an easy answer. it happens.
Yeah, it happens. You know, this stuff, part of, you know, where I think players go, you know, just they're not paying attention. You get signs all the time. You look in Instagram, you look in the newspapers, you look in the news, and you see these people getting wound up in places and getting caught for things. You know, what are you thinking about? What are you doing being out here with this? Don't you know that this is kind of a no-no? I mean, are you just trying to track yourself into losing your career? You have a short window, a small window for your opportunity. Don't waste it. Utilize it. Understand what it means to you and your family. And don't be these guys in the past. I'm not going to name them, but guys who risked their lives to get here on a boat and run into stardom, and then all of a sudden, you know, it eludes them, it gets out of control, and they've lost their dream.
And you're showing up on opening day in a white Rolls Royce.
Yeah,
exactly. Let's talk about something fun.
Well, okay, let's talk about the this is not going to be fun because this is a little bit of a difficult one for me. We're going to have to take a break here in less than a minute, but I do want to get your opinions in the next segment about where we are with robot umpires. I think the umpires this year exhibited an extreme point of view with the way that they ran the games, the way that they treated the players. I want to get your view on that. And I also want to go back to the beginning of when you became Mr. October. I think the Los Angeles Dodgers had a lot to do with that, especially in 1977. But yes, we're going to have plenty more to talk about with Mr. October. We're going to take another short commercial break, and we'll be back for our final segment with Reggie Jackson right after this.
This summer with Kohl's, you can rack up the compliments. Like, ooh, where'd you get that dress? Or what are your makeup secrets? Because Kohl's has what you need. Cute dresses, Sephora essentials, stylish polos, comfy kids' clothes, and more. Plus, take 20% off some of your faves. And enjoy a sales tax holiday in Mississippi. Yep, cue the compliments with Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 20th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or kohls.com for details.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Steve Carlin going head-to-head with Ron Say. High drive into deep left field. Back goes Leszczynski. It's gone! Fred Slammer!
2-2 to Say. It's a high in the air to deep left field. Winfield back. She's gone!
This Week in Dodger History is brought to you by BFF Financial. The solutions are ours. The decisions are yours.
And in This Week in Dodger History, presented by BFF Financial, 2018, Game 3 of the World Series finally ends when Max Muncy walks off with a home run, giving the Dodgers a 3-2 victory over the Red Sox in the 18th inning. I remember this game. The 7-hour and 20-minute Chavez-Ravine contest establishes a new longevity record for the length of a game, tied for the longest in terms of innings, and took longer to play than the entire 1939 World Series.
That's good news. Jeez. 7 hours, huh? God,
yeah,
almighty.
Like a doubleheader.
That hurts. And the Dodgers are not there to take advantage of another World Series title because we have two new teams, the Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks, going back at it here coming up this weekend. So, Reggie, what is your take? I think they're out of control, the umpires. When do we bring on the robots?
You know, Ronnie, I like the way the game is now. I do enjoy the fact that they do have some replay. I still do see mistakes that happen on the field. However, I don't want to see it go robotic. I see where some umpires don't call a strike on the edge of the strike zone. At the same time, I'm wondering if the camera shows me where the ball is crossing the plate or where it's ending up. So I think that I do like the fact that, I guess you argue or you disagree. I think that's been with baseball for so long that I don't mind it. I also, at the same time, have a significant or sincere, genuine, highly disagreement with how they treated the confrontation with Garcia and the Astros and the Rangers. I thought that Garcia was the instigator, even though he got hit. If you had any idea or understanding of the situation or you were a baseball person, you realize that you're not going to hit a player when you're two runs down in such an important game. You don't put a base runner on the base when you're two runs down. This kid is a player that's just got a couple years in the league, and he just came into his own last year around July after the All-Star break. It's like he hit a switch and just really turned on. He's a special kid. He's very young. So at the same time, Ronnie, I had a conversation with the guy who's in charge of on-field operations, and he said that the umpires – to a man, all six believed that he purposely threw at Garcia. I disagree. I don't like it. However, I'll accept it. And then, of course, it went to higher hands and wound up being postponed to next year because of the difference or the impact that it would have made on our club. He's our best pitcher on the team right now.
Well, I agree, 100%.
Yeah.
Dusty had a legitimate complaint, and I probably would have gotten thrown out of the game too, because you're right. Nobody that is a baseball person is going to tell you that in that situation that he's intentionally trying to hit anybody. And the fact that the umpires unanimously decided that it was intentional is just absurd.
Yes. Yes. I would like to see, Ronnie, more people in their 50s, not necessarily, you don't have to be my age. Hell, I'm 77.
I'm not too far behind you, pal.
Sorry?
I'm not too far behind you.
I'd like to see players, the younger generation, the Dave Stewarts or the Joe Carters or the players that are out of the game now, the Randy Johnsons, be part of the understanding of the future of the game. If the game is going to change, they're going to make changes. But I would much rather see Ricky Henderson involved in the size of the bases, how many times you can throw over the first base. You can only throw over twice. Ricky Henderson just gets you to throw over twice. And the next time when the clock gets down to 3 seconds left, you can't throw over there. He'd walk down to second base. He'd stole 250 bases if the rules were the way they are now. it's ridiculous when you only allow a person to throw over there twice. I like the 20-second rule or 19-second rule, whatever it is, for the pitcher to get rid of the baseball, because during our era, and I don't want people to get mad, because there goes Jackson and say the old days. Well, in the old days, we played a baseball game anywhere from an hour and 50 minutes to 2 hours and 20 minutes. And if you look at the World Series that we play together against each other, the guys pitched games in 2 hours, 2 hours and 20 minutes, 2 hour and 50. We all know that. So I'm disappointed that they have making the changes and don't have people that played the game in those front offices. I think they should be, I think we should have a little bit more input, if you will, with ex-baseball people.
Well, I also feel that way about metrics. You know, there's a time and a place. I'm happy to have the data, but I think there are at times baseball gut decisions that are made based on experience, and they override the metrics. You know, as an example, it was very hard for me to see Castellanos in the lineup last night in an important game. He was 0 for 23 in the series with 11 strikeouts and did not get a hit. I just think that there's a point in time where you say, are metrics working tonight? Because they're absolutely telling you that this person should not be playing at this point in time. There's got to be somebody in there that can possibly do a better job.
Well, there's so much to the game that people don't realize. You know that if you were playing behind Don Sutton or Bert Booten or Hershiser, then he's not getting a certain pitch over, and he had been getting them over, and his pitch rate or his pitch count between percentages of a sinker, a slider, a curveball are going to be different tonight, because you know, and the Dodgers know, that defensively you're going to play differently against the players that are on offense, because he's not getting his breaking ball over. And so what happened in that three games before, or what the analysis say two, three games before, hey, man, I ain't getting my breaking ball over. Well, what are you going to throw? I don't know, but I'm going to mix a salad to get some outs.
Right.
And when you're sitting there like yourself, if you're experiencing it, and he's not throwing as many fastballs, you're going to play the hitter to pull a little more, et cetera. And it works that way. So,
well, I think there's a time when you know, when you are struggling, that this helps you learn how to pitch.
That's right.
Just like when you're a hitter, you know, you need to struggle to find out how it is that you're going to adjust to this and get out of it as fast as possible. You know, everybody's ups and downs are a little bit different, but we all go through them. And, you know, our experiences, you know, are similar in that, you know, we're trying to, you know, find a moment where we regain our confidence. And if you're, I'm pretty sure you went through this just like I did. You know, if I was in a slump and I was striking out a lot, you know, my confidence is down. You know, I'm trying to find myself. The next thing I know, I'm walking up there trying to just make contact, you know, just let me hit the ball somewhere. And in postseason play, is not the time to start trying to find yourself. And it's a narrow window. And of course, it is kind of a crapshoot. You know, going in, hoping that, you know, you are, you know, you're playing consistently well and maybe close to being hot. But I've also experienced from the other thing going in, I ended up 1977. I think I went 0 for 31. And I had to open up the season against the playoffs against Steve Carlton and the Phillies in Dodger Stadium. And then that night I broke out. But it's a tough call. You've seen guys struggle. A-Rod had a few series where he didn't do anything. Dave Winfield, I think, in 81 against us, had a very difficult series. So you see a lot of great players struggle at this time as well.
Yeah, it's a difficult thing. It'll make a man out of you. As a coach, it's very important, I believe, to have one or two of those or half that pitching, half of your staff have experience in the game, because there's something to as to how it feels, how this guy has performed before. So Ron Say is telling me what I should do during the game when the pitcher can't get his breaking ball over. He's had experience, so he can tell me, and I have trust in him as a coach when he talks to me about what he did at home plate, because he's had his spikes in the same dirt I'm going to have it in tonight. I can trust what he's saying. Difficult to talk or trust people that are in the game and they've never played. There is a place for them. At the same time, to have a collaboration of experience in the game as well as knowledge in the game, or someone that studied the game together, is a great thing to have on your staff, on your ball club. The art of pitching is gone. It's throw as hard as you can and we'll get another guy. That's we'll true. Send you to get Tommy John and we'll find another guy.
Exactly.
The art of pitching is gone.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, since we're running down, we got a few minutes left here. Mr. October, I think the Dodgers had a lot to do with you being coined Mr. October. And in 1977, you had an incredible game, Game 6. We thought that if we could get by and get back even at 3-3, that we were going to have, you know, a chance at, you know, Game 7, pretty much it's up for grabs the way I see it. Wow. But you had a game of games. And Mr. October, I would say this is probably your best game in the World Series.
Well, that's an automatic yes. I had a wonderful night, and things just seemed to be working my way, obviously. And I can honestly tell you that when they brought in knuckleballer
Charlie Huff,
I knew I was going to hit a home run. I hit 7 or 8 home runs off Wilbur Wood, 2 or 3 off Hoyt Wilhelm, a couple off a few other guys, Steve Hargan, who threw a knuckleball. And I looked around and I said, wow, they must not know I hit knuckleballers. And the first pitch he threw me was a hit me knuckleball, a piece of room service, and I ordered up.
Yeah, that's great. Reg, I we're winding down now. I want to thank you so much for being a part of our show. Always a pleasure to talk old school baseball with you. Continued success. I know you're running around. You're busy still today. So hope that you're well and happy. And once again, thanks so much for being our guest.
Hey, appreciate you, Ron. Have a great day. Enjoy yourself at Dodger Stadium when I'm over there. And the last time I saw you, I always enjoy going to Dodger Stadium. It's still a wonderful ballpark with spectacular fans. I was talking to Peter O'Malley there. There was an opportunity possibly for me winding up on the Dodgers one day. We're talking about a trade. So I always loved the ballpark. And just maybe I would have played with you one day, and I certainly would have enjoyed it being around that great crowd that you guys have. So take care, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Reggie.
Thanks, Reggie. Appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
All right, guys. See you.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
Campy, just fine.
Hey, Say, how you doing it?
One game at a one game.
You're listening to the dulcet tones of Ron Say, not only a fantastic baseball player, a champion, an MVP, but also the voice of an angel, you might say. So, thanks once again for joining us here. We'll see about that special encore edition featuring Reggie Jackson, Mr. October. He's not only a great baseball player, Mr. October, but also he's a great classic car collector. Check out some of his Barrett Jackson auctions. All right, it's time for the my favorite segment, not necessarily the audience's favorite segment, but it's time for the F1 Corner, sponsored by me, Mike Gary. So, big news over the weekend. We are mid-season in the F1 calendar, and wow, the shoe dropped. Christian Horner fired from Red Bull Racing, the team principal, many constructors' championships, of course, many drivers' championships with Max Verstappen, let go after kind of a poor showing at Silverstone, and you know, a lot of tumult this year in the Red Bull team, even going back to last year when he's accused of an inappropriate relationship with a team subordinate. The man's married to a former Spice Girl. Why he's got to be playing around is beyond me. But this is all, I think, to keep Max Verstappen on Red Bull because, of course, Max Verstappen's contract is up. He is definitely the most talented driver out there. The Red Bull car hasn't been as competitive this year as it's been previously. Of course, we're seeing McLaren's car absolutely dominant. So I'm sure this is a move bittersweet, I think, for a lot of people at Red Bull. Christian Horner was well-liked in the paddock amongst his team, not so much by other teammates. Probably the happiest man right now is Toto Wolff of Team Mercedes. I'm sure he's probably on the phone right now to Max Verstappen to get him locked down. Of course, we saw Lewis Hamilton leave Mercedes and go to Ferrari. Ferrari's car, somewhat competitive. Mercedes is kind of midfield right now, so we'll see how that goes. But always interesting stuff going on in F1. All the drama, not only on the track, but off the track. So we'll see what's next for Christian Horner. I wonder if they paid him off, too. Usually they call that the guardian year. The guardian year, that is, when they have a couple of years left in the contract, they pay him to pretty much stay away from other teams. So we shall see. And there ends Mike Gary's F1 Corner. So thank you so much for spending some time with us here on the Ron Say Show. We really appreciate it. Make sure to follow Ron on Instagram, The Real Ron Say. And once again, check out his website, theronsayshow.com. penguinpower.com, where you can check out his book, Penguin Power, and our complete archives of all of our fantastic guests we've had over the course of these broadcasts. So once again, thank you very much, Corey Marino. Thank you, everybody, to listening, and we'll see you guys next week, and we'll see about that.